And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, and here we are once again. It's Friday at 6:30. You know what time it is. It's time for Finances on Friday with your host, Bart DeSilva, yours truly. And, of course, we'll be speaking with Landmark Capital's David Fisher for the next 30 minutes, talking about your finances and also talking about the company and what to expect when you, the customer, interact with Landmark Capital. A very special program, all set up, ready to go. As we say, aloha to David Fisher.
Aloha. Yes, I'm ready to go. Thanks for having me on Friday, TGIF.
All right, here we go. David, you know, you've talked a lot about economics and finances. How about telling us a bit about David Fisher and Landmark Capital? Who are they?
Well, I grew up on a farm. I've been worked for my dad. My dad served with Reagan. And so if you remember the agricultural team that went over to Russia in the early 80s, that was my dad who headed the feed milling division up for the agricultural team. We owned a feed mill that manufactured 400 tons of feed a day. And as a result of that, my dad was president of all the feed mills in the United States at the time when President Reagan was in office. And my dad was president of American Feed Mill Manufacturers Association. And out of that, he was asked to be a part of the agricultural team that went over to Russia in the early 80s under the Reagan administration. He and my mom met President Reagan in the Oval Office. They were offered jelly beans. Wow. Yes, and that is a true story.
Yeah.
So I've learned so much from my dad. He was a very, very smart businessman. He had a lot of people that held him in high respect. And he held President Reagan in high respect. He was his favorite president, mine also. We had a farm, 140-acre farm, to keep the boys, i.e. David, on the tractor and out of trouble. Taught me a lot of work ethics. I also worked at the feed mill. I was a pastor after graduating from high school. I went to Bible school, then came back to work at the feed mill, and then I went into full-time ministry after working at the feed mill for 7 years. Went into full-time ministry for 5 years.
Yeah.
And now, in the last 30 years, I've been involved in the precious metal industry. Now, that's a long story how I got from pastoring. I didn't fall into sin. Nothing was wrong. It was just a God-ordained thing. Mm-hmm. Call my company. I'll tell you all about the story. There's no obligation or anything like that. But it's those of the Hawaiians and other people around the country have heard this story. They go, wow, definitely you were called to be, this is your new ministry, being in the precious metal. So I've been there for 30 years.
Yeah.
We've been all over the place. We talk about economics. I've been on national radio in multi places, the top radio show, the number one radio talk show host out of New York, was there for 7 years. I've been on interviewed by TD Ameritrade. We're currently and also with Charles Schwab. We're currently in North Dakota. We're in two places in Hawaii. Your show and another person. I mean, we're in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're in other places, and there's many more places that are wanting Landmark Capital, David Fisher, to be interviewed, because we don't pressure people. We talk about economics. We talk about what's happening. I've been in the industry for 30 years, and Landmark Capital has been around for over 10 years. The parent company, which is owned by my wife and I, has been around for 17 years. I've worked for two other major gold companies here, so I understand about the competitors, how they function, and how they shouldn't function. So I never planned on starting Landmark Capital. Wasn't fired. In fact, I was elevated to the highest positions in both companies. Had the respect of my peers. And again, it was just a plan in the making for me to have my own company. The Lord made it very clear that that was part of it. But we're a no-nonsense company. We believe in the same ethics that I describe about my dad and Reagan. Tell people the facts. Tell people the truth. They don't need pressure. Treat people with respect, dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And people are smart enough to make their own decisions. on what they should do, if they should do something in diversifying into precious metals or not, and what that might look like for them. They get to determine that. So I'm the facilitator, I'm the educator, I'm the facilitator. People get to make those choices, not Landmark Capital nor David Fisher, and that's why we're here to help people. And that's what our service is to the community, both wherever you're at, whether if you're in New York, if you're in Bismarck, North Dakota, or if you're in the greater area of Hawaii, which is our favorite place, my wife and I, so we honeymooned in Hawaii 24 years ago. And we go regularly. We're coming here soon in the near future. We love to help Hawaiians. They're wonderful people. Thanks for having me on the program today.
You know, David, I can personally attest that the way that you disseminate the information and your patience and your willingness to educate, any questions that I've asked or your customers may or already have asked, this is something that you take the time and you really do show a passion for what you do and empathy for your customers. And I can personally attest to that. So if you're thinking about talking to David a little bit more, we'll give you a phone number coming up and a website, and you can investigate further. All right. Well, David, this is kind of a special program. It's kind of a spotlight on you and your company, Landmark Capital. And our next question, tell us how the industry sells precious metals and how is Landmark Capital different?
Well, I don't want to make this about me, but I've been asked so many times these questions. And, you know, normally we only talk about economics, but I thought it'd be good to take a pause and get to know who we are, David and Mary Ann Fisher, at Landmark Capital, the owners, and a little bit about us. So how the industry operates is it's a one-call, high-pressure conversation, and we're not that way at all. We have several interactions and conversations, and you know that personally from working with us and not just from interviewing me on Fridays, but you know that personally from actually working with us and doing something for yourself through Landmark Capital. I've been told many times I have the patience of Job. I do attempt. You would probably say that's somewhat truthful. I would hope that's the case.
Yes.
So we get asked a lot of questions, and we, unlike most of the people in the industry is taught, you know, just push and push and push them as hard as you can to get a deal. You know, this is the industry's verbiage and saying.
Yes.
And the reason I know this is because I've worked for two other companies. I know that. And of those two companies I worked for, they were of the least in the industry that were this way. But I've talked to so many people that have called Landmark Capital and talked to me personally and told me this is their experience when they've talked to other companies. And this is the rhetoric. Most of the industry, they buy a set of metals, a chunk of, you know, a certain type of metal. And it doesn't matter what your age is, doesn't matter how much money you're working with, doesn't matter what the timeline you're wanting to purchase gold or silver for and hold it, whether it be a year or 5 years or long-term 10 years. And it doesn't matter what dollar amount you're working with. Everybody in the industry that talks to most of the other companies get funneled down that same very road. So there's no plan. When that inventory is gone in that company's vault, they do the same thing with another inventory, another product. And they find a way to tell you that how that next new product is the best thing since sliced bread and that's what you need to buy. Well, that's not how Landmark Capital. You didn't hear any of that from us when you talked to us.
Nope.
You heard about the thing called the four columns. It's in our literature. There's four distinctive markets. We explain what are those markets. We explain, you know, how those markets work. What's the performance of those markets? What are their benefits and drawbacks? And in performance of the market, we explain about three distinctive bull markets, which is just the term for a market rises. And what are those kind of bull markets? What generated this upward movement in this market? And how well did each of these four categories perform in, or not perform in the four major are three major bull markets. So you get a, and we draw it out together. We call it the four columns. Mm-hmm. If you've never heard about four columns or four categories or three categories or anything like that, then that should tell you, red light, maybe I've never been educated properly. Because mm-hmm. this is the ABCs of gold and silver. This is the basic foundation. And if you're going to build a house, you're going to want to have a good foundation. And if you're going to invest in gold and silver, you got to know the basic foundational markets and fundamentals of those markets, their benefits and their drawbacks and their performances or lack thereof. And that's what makes this different. So Landmark Capital, it doesn't matter what's in our vaults. Mm-hmm. What's matter is what the person wants to do in relationship to their goals, and they get to really actually have a tailor-made financial blueprint, we call it. You wouldn't build your house without a blueprint, neither should you invest without a home. That's one of our sayings. Mm. And imagine the kind of home that you would build without any sort of a plan or a blueprint.
Yeah.
It'd be a mess. Mm-hmm. And that's what most portfolios that don't have a plan could turn into a mess. Mm. Who knows? You might be in confiscated all gold and silver by the government, where you try to get your money safe out of paper, and yeah, you're in tangibles, but maybe you're not in the right kind with your belief system. Mm. And we found a lot of people in Hawaii and other parts of the country who were in confiscated all gold and confiscated all silver. It's not the end of the world. We help them get out of that if that's what they choose to want to do. And it's a swap. We get into non-confiscatable metals. People are going like, what is that? Call my company. You'll learn about it. Get the information packet. It talks about it. It's all factual. It's all documented. And you can learn all about that. But that's the key. You want to hit the bullseye. You don't want to be in the bullseye of the government. You want to hit the bullseye for yourself, mm-hmm. getting safe from the government and getting your money in the proper market for you. That is the Landmark Capital way, with no pressure, no obligation, but that's what we do. We talk about that. So it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. And, you know, it's not self-inflicted on our part to the investor that they have to buy what's in our vault.
Well, if I were to sum it up, three words that come to mind with my own personal experience with Landmark Capital is education, patience, and accessibility, because you're always available. And I was really, really impressed with just my personal interaction. So if I could say three words at this juncture, I would say it's education, patience, and accessibility. Speaking of accessibility, you can access those free white papers right now and call 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or just go to David's website, landmarkgold.com. A personal spotlight giving you kind of a background as you've been listening to this program for quite some time. Finances on Friday. We will be back with more from David Fisher and Landmark Capital right here on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. Stick around.
Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again with Finances on Friday in a special edition focusing on Landmark Capital and the customer and your personal experiences and, of course, the man behind Landmark Capital, David Fisher. We've been talking a little bit about what customers can experience when they call or go to your website in reference to protecting their personal finances. That's what this show is all about. And so, David, as we continue on, another question. Let's just say a person calls Landmark Capital right now. What would that phone conversation sound like?
Well, first of all, they're going to get a live body no matter when they call, because we have an answering service that will, wow, you know, help not answer their questions, because that's not what their role is. They don't know, have the knowledge or expertise, but they will definitely, you know, jot down your phone number and your name, and a representative will give you a call back if you're calling after hours. But if you're calling during normal business hours, then you're going to get a live body. Our receptionist, Chelsea, is going to answer the phone, and she's going to patch you through to one of my representatives. I got people here who come from all walks of life, but I bring them all on for the very same criteria. Not necessarily their knowledge of precious metals or economics, because that can be taught and that can be learned over time. But what I found that can't be taught, can be modeled possibly and influenced, is integrity. Mm-hmm. Integrity is important to me. It's if your word is your bond and you're a man of your word, which is what I was taught, mm-hmm, then you have to have integrity to tell truth. And therefore, the people that are on my team have to fit that criteria. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them come from the mortgage background. They understand interest rates. They understand the Federal Reserve. I'm another person that worked on Wall Street. They worked for Merrill Lynch. They worked for Bank of America, USAA. Then I've had other people who have just worked in different industry and the sales aspects of understanding how a person goes and through the process of making a decision and helping create that environment for a person to feel that there's no pressure and they can be able to do that on their very own. Not this hard tactic of sales experience. I detest that. Mm-hmm. So we're a non-pressure company. And I ask the question many times, you know, do you feel any pressure? And the person says, no, never have. But the first time a person calls into our company, they're going to talk to one of my representatives. And I've designed my company, Bart, so that there's two people always on, if you want to call it, this account. Okay. In other words, you're going to have a person that they're going to initially talk to, and their card will be in the packet. They'll get an investment packet. They'll get some reports on government bail-in, how the government can legally seize your money. They're going to get a report about how the world is going away from the dollar. It's called BRICS. You're going to report on precious metals, a little bit of information on having gold or physical gold and silver in an IRA, and the benefits of owning gold and silver. And plus, there's going to be this piece of literature that talks about the categories in precious metals. And then also another piece of literature is common mistakes people make in purchasing precious metals. So we tell you how to avoid the pitfalls. Mm-hmm. We're very competitive, but we're not high pressure. And so when it comes down to down the road, because this is an interactive relationship type of a conversation, that people eventually will talk to me. How many times can you say you talk to the CEO, yeah, of a financial company?
Hardly ever. Happen. Yeah.
Hardly ever. And I know at the other two gold companies, that never happened. No. The CEO was doing his thing, and I've designed my company so that I will be able to talk to everybody if they want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And most people do. And the conclusion I find out is that they feel no pressure, because I ask them that. Have you felt any pressure so far? No. And so when we talk about investing, I always use the word, if you decided to invest in precious metals, and if you did this with Landmark Capital, mm-hmm, here's what that would look like. Here's how that would happen, et cetera. So there's no pressure, no obligation. I've said that multitude of times today, and I will say it in the future. It is exactly who we are. But it will be a very unique experience. Getting the packet in the mail will also help reinforce everything that they heard about Landmark Capital, and they will start their journey of understanding precious metals. It's not a complicated one. It's basically three steps. Step one is getting all their questions answered, and there's going to be questions along the way too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you're doing an IRA, a 401k, rolling over to an IRA, we explain that structure too and how all that works and the choices on how that you can either choose a national depository or you can go in a gray area that has loopholes and you can have physical possession of your metals without a tax liability. And people are saying, how can that work? Call my company. I didn't do it. Figured it out. A lawyer did. And so there's loopholes in the law. It's a gray area. And we can talk about that. And there's benefits and drawbacks to both of those. And we have no preference over one over the other. And then the third step is, if you're doing an IRA, then it's once the funds arrive at the trust company, and then we're going to do the four columns. So, and if you're so you're going to know about what products to buy. If you're buying metals outside of an IRA, has nothing to do with the trust company. We're still going to do the four columns because people want to know what they should be investing in. They have questions. I found this to be very helpful because it hits the bullseye, helps people be engaged in their money, and they get to figure out what is best for them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, David Fisher with Landmark Capital, a spotlight on the customer or potential customer experience. Been very illuminating so far. Well, how about this? Now, I'm sure that there's people listening out there wondering, well, I'm brand new to the precious metals industry, thinking about giving you a call and investigating further. Now, here's a question that I'm sure everyone wants to know. How do you know what to buy? How does a person know what to buy? How does Landmark Capital ship gold and silver to that person? And does Landmark buy those metals back? Three questions for you in one.
So real quickly, we'll go over the first one. They're going to know exactly what is the best product for them because they're going to be able to determine that based upon what their dollar amounts are working with and what their goals are. And it'll be an interactive conversation that I will have or one of my representatives will have with them. And they will be able to figure that out. It's really easy. We've helped thousands and thousands of people. And when we go through this, they say, wow, that was really easy. I'm so glad you went over that. We draw this out on paper together. Even though I'm in Phoenix, people are in Hawaii, we still do this over the phone, the old-fashioned way, and it works. As far as how do we get metals to people from Phoenix to Hawaii and the rest of the country, it's the same way. FedEx. Yep. We ship FedEx, registered, insured, restricted delivery. We also have a rider of insurance policy on top of the insurance that FedEx provides. The investor gets a email from FedEx. They can track it. FedEx is not going to show up with a big, you know, like lights and, hey, your gold and silver is here. It's just a regular box. Yeah. And the FedEx driver doesn't know what's in it because of the way we label it when it leaves Landmark Capital. So I don't want to get into all that, but we'll share with you the details of that if you have questions. It's simple. It's protected. It's private. And we've never, ever, and I've been doing this 30 years, all the gold companies I've worked and we've shipped, I've done millions and millions of dollars of sales in gold and silver. Never has it been packaged, been lost. And certainly never has been the case also for Landmark Capital the last 10 years plus. So it's safe. It's registered. And it comes in a timely manner. We don't sit on your money and wait 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get your metals to you. Metals go out very quickly, 3 to 7 days after processing the financial data. So it happens really quick. That's when most of the packages go on that time. And, you know, do we buy metals back? Every market that a person gets involved in is going to be a mainstream market. There's no weird markets we would even suggest to somebody. It's not even one of the choices. So therefore, all markets have a two-way market, have liquidity, and we will honor that, fund that. That's our policy, and we will buy back metals. And most companies charge money when you do that. Landmark Capital, whatever the market value is, that's what you get. So it's very cost-effective. We're very competitive. You know, call my company right now, as soon as we get off the air here, and learn and experience what we're talking about the Landmark Capital way. We are real people helping real people like you who are hearing my voice, who have real concerns about where the country is headed, and we're headed towards financial challenges. Yep. Gold and silver will protect you from those financial challenges. Imagine not doing anything. Yeah. You're missing out on a big bull market in gold and silver that's outperforming the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. Imagine not doing anything, and you're missing out on protecting your money, and the government gets in a pickle, and they got to seize your money, 50 to 75%. But you didn't do anything. Yeah. You saw the train wreck getting ready to happen, and you sat on the sidelines. That'll never happen. Never say never. It won't happen. Mm-hmm. Live in a post-9/11 world. Weird things do happen now. And we're headed towards a financial calamity. Imagine you didn't do anything. We had something more severe than 2008. Call my company. Do this for yourself. Learn about precious metals, gold and silver, with Landmark Capital.
All right, David. Well, that was a great, great introduction to your company and the customer, what they can expect. And I can tell you once again, those three words that come to mind with my personal interactions with you on air and off the air. It's definitely education, patience, and accessibility. And yeah, no pressure. I want to reiterate that. There is no pressure. And if you've got questions, just give them a call. Landmark Capital. The number is 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575, or just go to landmarkgold.com. And once again, David, thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking with you again a week from tonight, right here on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. David, aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer.